This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Through education, motivation, and implementation, we will bridge the gap between knowing and doing so we can master fat loss naturally and help you reach your highest potential. Let's get started. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton, and thanks for coming back. I hope that you enjoyed the last couple of episodes where they were a little bit different. I was sharing with you guys stories and perspectives from some of my fat loss fast track clients because I think that they have some really powerful things to share. People who are in the thick of it, people who are actively improving their choices, actively moving towards their goals, and what that looks like for them. One of the ones that I shared included a client who was talking about some of the most important lessons she learned, and I joked that she sort of created a podcast for me, and actually, she did. I got a lot of emails from people asking for me to talk about her lessons related to what I guess I can call the five P's. This particular client that shared that, she is a mom of young children. She's somebody that I worked with one-on-one. And then after that, she transitioned into the fat loss fast track. And when she reflects on her journey now and the way that it impacted not just her body physically, but her entire life, her approach to stress, her approach to her children, her marriage, all of those kinds of things, she refers to the lessons related to a few things: pace, power, practice, perspective, and progress. And I touched on these in the other episode, but I want to spend our time together today and dive into these because I know I mentioned them, but there's so much more value here if we not only understand, but we also apply these things. And we'll start with pace, the rate of weight loss, the cadence of our approach. This is so critically important. And when I thought about that word pace, I realized that there were a couple of components to it. First, if you're like me, you might feel like you're thinking about your fat loss more as a race, how quickly you can achieve your goals, how fast you can lose the weight, instead of giving any thought whatsoever to the pace. Or if I ask you about the pace, your answer would just be as fast as possible, no matter what it takes, right? But for me, and I know for a lot of you, because we talk about this when you email me, that's kind of penny wise and pound foolish, right? When we're so focused on as fast as possible, we often don't care about sustainability. Can you keep the weight off? We figure we'll figure that out when we get there. All that matters now is getting the weight off as fast as possible. But then we don't keep the weight off. We've worked really hard for results we won't keep. And then what happens when we get to that place where we've worked hard, we've invested time and energy, and then we put the weight back on? It creates more frustration than what you had to start with, more desperation, and more metabolic damage. So now we have a higher sense of urgency. We're even more desperately seeking the next quick fix. And the need for speed is ever increasing, but your body is fighting back harder and harder and harder because that yo-yo is so taxing physically on your body. And I know this because I lived this. So many times I knew that I was doing these crazy strategies that I wouldn't sustain, but I figured I won't put the weight back on. I don't have to worry about that right now. I'll figure it out when I get there. But then when I got there, I didn't figure it out. And inevitably, I put the weight back on. I need you to really let this sink in and not just like, yeah, that makes sense, but adjust your approach accordingly. If your approach is not sustainable for you, then your results won't be sustainable either. Period. Full stop. If the approach that you are doing to lose the weight is not sustainable, then your results won't be either. So ask yourself, whatever it is that you're doing, Is it sustainable? Is it something that you can do every day and enjoy doing every day for the rest of your life? I know you might not buy into this, right? I know because I was very resistant to it myself, and I just figured I'll figure it out when I get there. And over and over and over, I didn't learn that that wasn't working for me. Please don't adopt one set of standards for losing weight and then expect that you'll live by a different set of standards when you get there. This is like people who drive too fast to get someplace sooner and then wreck their car. It's just not worth it. And I think of this a bazillion times a day when people recklessly pass me on the highway speeding or running through a light as it turns red. I'll murmur, "It's not worth it. Cars aren't toys." I say that all the time. And the same thing is true with your body. You might be thinking, yeah, totally, I get what you're saying about the cars. It's not worth it. You know, to save 15 seconds on a trip and risk wrecking your car or slamming into somebody else or getting a ticket, it's not worth it. Dude, it's not worth it for your body either. And I would say it's even more not worth it for your body because that's all you got. That's all you got. Here's the other thing about pace. You control the rate of your weight loss and the pace and the cadence of your journey. If you're not, let's say that you're not a runner, okay? I'm not a runner. And you set out to run a mile and you get all excited and you go full throttle, right? Out of the gate, just busting it as hard as you can. Well, you can't sustain it, right? You can't. You go so hard that you're 30 seconds in and you're gassed, right? You exhaust yourself and then what happens? You get frustrated. Well, that didn't go well, right? You come out of the gate like a shot and before you're even like an eighth of a mile in, you're wasted. So then you tell yourself, I can't run a mile. I suck. I made so little progress and I'm already exhausted. So you stop. And not only do you stop because you're exhausted, you've also convinced yourself that you can't do it, which isn't true. It's just you can't do it at that pace. You can do it. If you had been more measured, if you had stayed within your capabilities, you'd have gotten it done and with far less energy and with far less frustration. Plus, you'd be encouraged like, hey, I just did a mile. And you'd be feeling more confident and more proud of yourself that you did something hard. You'd build belief in yourself, and it has nothing to do with the mile and everything to do with your pace. And the same is true with your fat loss goals or your fitness goals or your health goals. If you come out like a shot doing everything now, you know, like full throttle, you're screwed. Control the pace. Don't set yourself up for fatigue and for burnout. I know I talked about this the other day, and I think I talk about this all the time, but we need to hear it over and over and over and over. Pick one change. Just one. Start slow. Start steady. Control the pace. You will finish faster because you won't end up quitting or sidelined, or burned out, or frustrated, or convincing yourself wrongly that you can't do it. You can do it at the right pace. Let's talk about that second P, power. I think if there's one primary trend that you guys heard in the messages from my clients, it's not about the foods they ate or the workouts they did, although I partnered with my personal trainer for the first time ever, and he's part of the Fat Loss Fast Track, and the workouts were pretty fantastic, but they're also optional. Don't panic if you're thinking about it. But if there was one trend that you guys heard, it wasn't about food, it wasn't about exercise, it was about realizing their own power. Recognizing and embracing that we are 100% in control of our choices, that we have so much more power than we thought we did, than we told ourselves we did. Many of us, myself included, and most of my clients have spent so long focused on what we don't have control over, on telling ourselves that we have no power or very limited power. And I think it's absolutely critical that every single day we work on, no matter where we are in our journey, no matter what our goals are, we work on changing our perspective from a focus on the things beyond our control to the things within our control. Because yes, there will always be a lot of things beyond our control, but there is just as much, if not more, within our control. And when we do this, when we change our perspective to focus on what is within our control, we gain, sometimes for the first time ever, a very strong and tangible, unshakable sense of our own power that you carry with you no matter what the situation. And you, when you listen to the stories of my clients, that is absolutely a trend, something that is so important to me that I encourage them to practice. And when they do that, they realize, hey, no matter what happens, I'm totally in control here. I'm stronger than the challenges in my life. They might suck, but I still have my power. Nobody can take that. I'm stronger than the food I've allowed to control me in the past. So on a day-to-day basis, in terms of practicing this, when you notice your mind drifting to things like, oh my God, I'm so fat. I look disgusting. Seriously? Oh, this is what I look like? Or I don't want to cook today. I'm totally exhausted. Or maybe you're sitting in a meeting and you think, gosh, why do they bring donuts to this meeting? How am I supposed to make a good choice when I'm totally starving and I can't leave the meeting and I haven't had a chance to eat anything and there's donuts 6 inches from my face? This is a chance to practice redirecting to, well, what can I do? What is within my control? Those thoughts of, oh my God, I'm so fat and I'm out of control. Those thoughts have the power to derail you if you focus on them. They will frustrate you and fixate you on, why try? I'm disgusting. I can't do this. When you notice those thoughts, tell yourself, well, that's not helpful. Right now, what can I do? Maybe it's just, I can make the next fat loss friendly food choice. Maybe I can throw away the chocolate bar that I'm currently eating as I think I'm so gross, right? Maybe I can just step away for a second, take a hot shower, and slow down my mind. Or maybe you can go to bed early so you feel more in control and more rested tomorrow. Or maybe it's time to get in a workout and bring your best effort. When you think, I don't want to cook. I'm totally exhausted. Redirect that to, okay, that's fine, but what can I do? Maybe I can realize that if I order pizza, I'll probably feel more tired afterwards. So I don't want that. I don't want to create something that makes me more tired afterwards. Or if I have the pizza, I'll probably be wishing that I hadn't. And I definitely don't want to set myself up for that. I can ask, am I hungry? Would it be a better choice to just go to bed since I'm so tired? Or maybe I am hungry. What's a convenient option that I can pick up and not have to cook? That's within my power. Or maybe I can just scramble some eggs at home because that's quick and easy and then go to bed early. Or pick up a rotisserie chicken at the grocery store and I can just pick a hunk off of it while I drive. You have to stay in your place of power. I got an email the other day from one of my clients who put on a pair of pants and felt like they were tighter than they had been just a couple of weeks ago. And the email was full of frustration and negativity and self-loathing. That doesn't help. It makes it worse. What can you do? You can't lose 10 pounds right this second. So you have a choice. You can continue the negativity, the cycle of complaining and excuses, or you can choose a different response. Do something to put you in a different place tomorrow. As my client shared in one of the past episodes when they were telling their stories in their own words, stress doesn't put food in your mouth. PMS doesn't put food in your mouth. Proximity doesn't put food in your mouth. Emotion doesn't put food in your mouth. You do. You are in full control and you need to practice capitalizing on all the power that you do have. You need to practice reminding yourself of all that is within your control because that is your power. Practice is the next one, and it's key. This is what it is all about. I think a lot of people, and I think this because I've experienced it, I think this because most of my clients go through this, and I really, if you pay attention to any of these, I think this is the big one here. So many of us get overwhelmed by the idea of all the work it will take to reach my goals. It feels overwhelming. And I understand because at one point I had well over 100 pounds to lose and that terrified and overwhelmed me. I very regularly had thoughts of, I don't know how I will get there. How long will I have to deprive myself? Can I? Do I want to? Thinking about the length of the journey was exhausting. And I don't think it's a helpful approach because here's the obvious thing that we tend to overlook. And the reason we overlook it is because we're thinkers and we overthink and we overcomplicate. It's simple. You don't do all the work at once. You don't do all the work at once. Therefore, ready? This is going to blow your mind. You don't have to have the ability to do all the work right now. So not only do you not have to do all the work right now, you don't even have to be capable. You don't even have to be capable of doing all of the work right now because that's not possible. You don't ever have to have the capacity to be motivated for a year or for 6 months or however long it will take you to reach your goals. You only, ready? Listen, you only have to have the motivation, the ability to make one good choice right now. Do you guys get that? I hope that message is sinking in the way I intend for you to hear and understand it. Stop talking yourself out of the work because you don't think you have the endurance for the length of the journey or the ability to deprive yourself for months and months and months. Not only do you not have to do that, you can't do that. It's not possible. I want to say it again. You don't have to have the ability to motivate yourself for months and months or to make great choices every day for months or years. You only have to have the ability to make a great choice right now. That's how it's done, and that's what practice is. One good choice right now. What is the choice that will move you towards your goals right now? Do that. And the beauty of practice is that it gets easier over time. If you will adjust your thinking from being overwhelmed, planning, worrying, thinking about tomorrow or next week or the pace of your progress and how it actually works, one choice right now aligned with your goals. One choice right now aligned with your goals. This will increase your sense of power and your confidence in your ability to do the work. It has to be done that way, one choice at a time. But if you don't look at it that way, if you look at it as this huge, daunting journey, you'll be overwhelmed. One perspective is going to set you up for success, and the other will set you up for disappointment. And that's the other P, perspective. Your perspective is a game changer. If you start out standing at the base of a huge mountain that you want to climb, you could so easily talk yourself out of it. It's too steep. It's too long. You'll get overwhelmed thinking, what if I get tired? What if I can't do it? What if it hurts? I don't think I can. Or you can see it as it really actually happens. Can I take one step? Okay, I could take one step. Is this next step possible? Yeah, sure, I'm going to take this. Hey, look at me. I just took another step. I can choose to look up at the peak and get scared and doubt myself, lose my confidence. Or I can realize that the journey is look at the path in front of me. Can I take one step? Yeah. I've got one step. One step is easy. Look at that. I just took a step. Can I take another? You bet. If I get tired, sit. Then stand up. Can I take one more step? That is progress. Instead of feeling like I have to do it all right now and I don't know if I can get there and being totally overwhelmed, that's not how it happens. It is the path you're on, one step. That perspective makes all the difference in your progress and your mindset and your willingness to move forward. And progress is this last P. Instead of feeling like you've failed, if you aren't perfect, look at the path in front of you and say, progress, one step, one choice, one step, one choice. Do not write off any day or any meal that was short of perfection as a failure. It's not. A step is a step is a step, whether you're wobbling or you have, you know, the cadence of a soldier. Perfection is not only not the goal, it's not required, it's not even possible. Your body responds to improvement, progress, forward motion. That which represents an improvement for you is what gets you results. Perfection has nothing to do with it. So check your expectations. Getting frustrated or feeling defeated because your day was imperfect is completely counterproductive and really silly. That's a mindset issue, not a strategy issue, not a progress issue. You can climb that mountain with perfect posture and even strides and tons of endurance, or you can climb that mountain stumbling, falling, cursing, huffing and puffing. You still get there, one step at a time. I want to do something that I haven't done before because I got so many incredibly inspiring messages from my clients. I want to share one of them with you here before we wrap up with what I ate yesterday. This is, again, a different client that I worked with one-on-one, and then she transitioned into the fat loss fast track, and her message made me cry, to be honest with you, because when she started working with me, she was in her 50s, she didn't recognize who she had become. She was pretty miserable, and she'll tell you that. And since, she has transformed her body and her entire life. So it was possible in a short period of time to go from hating her body and not even recognizing herself to being incredibly proud and confident and capable and having a totally different outlook on life. So I want you to hear directly from her.
Hey, Elizabeth. I was just sitting here thinking about, my gosh, everything that I have learned from you over the last year and a half. It's incredible that the person I have become since I've met you and started following you. You know, when I was 57 years old and I hated looking at myself in the mirror, I hated the fact that I had to go to the fat girl store to buy my clothes. I needed to drop at least 50 pounds. I was miserable. I didn't know who I was anymore. How could I become this person? And then I found Primal Potential. And little by little by little, I learned that I can love myself. I can truly, honestly love myself. All these thoughts were always in my head. Yeah, they reflected on my body, because if it wasn't good in my head, it wasn't also good in my body because I was eating the wrong things. But through meeting you and following Primal Potential, I've learned that I no longer even desire processed foods. I love the food on my plate. It's incredible how beautiful it is. The colors, the freshness, eating whole foods, learning to cook, which was something I never did before. All of that came together when I started following your guidance. And through that, what also happened is I learned to love myself. I learned to look at myself in the mirror and realize that it was okay to see that person staring back at me. And over time, I lost weight. I actually lost weight. I lost over 40 pounds. I'm still aiming for that next 10 pounds, but I lost over 40 pounds. And also through your program, I've started working out. It's only been recently, but my gosh, I've got a personal trainer right at my fingertips now, something I've always been scared to death to look out for. And I just find that's so incredible that at this stage in my life, I'm making these lifestyle changes that are going to stay with me for the rest of my life and allow me to continue to grow, continue to become a better person. And it's really, truly all because I stumbled onto your blog one day. I'm so grateful for that. Every single day I wake up and I'm grateful that you are in my life now and that you make me a stronger person. You make me realize that I can do hard things. I can bear life the way it is, no matter what comes at me, and I can come out feeling positive and more grateful than ever before. And I absolutely love that about myself now. So I just wanted to say a big thank you, and I'm glad we're working together. Ciao, babe.
One thing I want to clarify about her message, which is an incredible one, I didn't make her a stronger person. She made herself a stronger person because she was willing to do the work. And she was willing to do the work when it wasn't easy. And she was willing to take it one day at a time, one choice at a time. When she began to beat herself up for choices that weren't aligned with her goals, she could have gone down that rabbit hole and decided to throw in the towel, but she didn't. She pulled herself together and took it one choice at a time. And then one thing I wanted to clarify, she says, now I have a personal trainer at my fingertips. Just so you guys know, in the Fat Loss Fast Track, because I am not a personal trainer, I have partnered with my own personal trainer, who is by far the best trainer I have ever had. And he is a part of the Fat Loss Fast Track, writing workouts, available for questions, available for coaching, and he is incredible. So that's what she means when she says she has that at her fingertips. So anyway, I'm so grateful that she shared that with us. And we will wrap up with what I ate yesterday. As it gets warmer, I am so obsessed with cold brew coffee. Cold brew coffee is not hot brewed coffee that is cold. It is actually brewed cold, so there's never heat applied to it. It's coffee that is soaked overnight in cold water, and it is far less acidic, and I also think the flavor is a lot smoother. I'll link in the show notes for anybody who's curious to the kind that I love, that is my favorite, that I think is just so smooth and bold and delicious. So I will link to that, but that is what I had in the morning. And then I had I took a hard-boiled egg, actually two hard-boiled eggs, and mashed it together with an avocado, like an avocado egg salad, I guess. So that's what I had kind of midday. I went to donate blood, and I wasn't feeling very well after that, so I had a cracker in the Red Cross office. There was a whole pack of crackers. I had one of them. So I ate that. And just a little plug, if you are able to give blood, I hope that you will consider making that a priority in general in your life, but especially right now, there is a need for blood. So just think about that random plug. And then I had chicken fajitas for dinner. I went out, I ordered them with no rice, no beans, no tortillas. So big steaming plate of chicken and veggies with some salsa and guacamole and lettuce. And it was super delicious. So that's what I ate yesterday. Thanks for hanging out with me again today. And I will talk to you guys really soon. Take care.
Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.